This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
638, 6,272,639. There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We counted. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel-sized area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high-efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/inches.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
We're starting to pay closer attention to that weekly drought monitor map. And the drought map doesn't look all that bad for the eastern Corn Belt. You look at Indiana, Ohio, Michigan and Wisconsin, Kentucky and Tennessee. They're in pretty good shape right at this moment. Part of west central Illinois is still dry, along with an area of Missouri and Iowa. But then there are the Dakotas, Kansas and Colorado, Oklahoma and Texas, where the drought lingers on with severity. And so does the fire threat. Folks in those areas need to remain very conscious of the potential, especially on the windy days of spring ahead, for the fast-spreading possibility of range fires. From This Week in Agribusiness, those of us who have watched and reported on the writing of farm bills can't be terribly surprised by this news that the planned markup of the farm bill next week during National Agriculture Week is being delayed. On the House Agriculture Committee, there are reportedly disagreements about that nutrition title. That's where a lot of money is spent on the farm bill, about 80% of it. That's where you find the SNAP program, or what we used to call food stamps, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, it's called today. The chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Larry Combest from Texas, is not meeting eye to eye with the Democrats on that panel from what we hear. This sounds amazingly familiar. Didn't we start down this same path 5 years ago? It's quite likely some farmers will have face-to-face meetings with their lawmakers about the farm bill next week. It's certainly on their minds, along with things like the renewable fuels standard, trade issues, trade negotiations, tariffs that could affect our trade. Next Tuesday will be National Agriculture Day during National Agriculture Week. I'll be in Washington for the observance, moderating a panel at the National Press Club on the subject of sustainability. Vice President Mike Pence and Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, as well as American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall, are expected to be a part of the program next week as well. Tuesday, National Agriculture Day. I hope you plan to observe it in some way in your community, saluting our farmers and ranchers and the supporting industries that make it all possible. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.